locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give. She knows how to take. But so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. And boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make one on you. She once thought that love wasn't just a game. Her feelings once came from the heart. One day I gave her a wedding ring, and one night I tore all those feelings apart. With my alibis and lying eyes and all the best lies, Lord knows she's heard them all. Cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. And boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make her own alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 1073 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The atmospheric river storm bringing historic rain to California just keeps on keeping on.
It really has been nonstop heavy rain since Sunday afternoon. I mean, not even really a break in the rain at all, where you could go outside and say it wasn't raining any longer. It's been constantly raining since Sunday afternoon, and it's not done yet. It'll go through today, and then the system should begin to move on and break up later on tonight. Still going to be rainy through the end of the week, but nothing like the last couple of days. People here need the break. There is mud in places it shouldn't be. There is water in places it shouldn't be. This has been a lot.
ABC's Alex Stone. A federal judge in Urbana, Illinois, sentenced 73-year-old Philip Bino to 5 years in the penitentiary, plowing his car into a not-yet-open Planned Parenthood clinic in Danville, Illinois, last year. Star country music singer-songwriter Toby Keith died. His family says he died peacefully, surrounded by family. In 2022, he announced he was being treated for stomach cancer. Toby Keith was 62. This is ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Always night pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep. So you can do your bear hugging a pillow thing, your free falling starfish thing, your burritoed in a blanket with the AC blasting thing. While Always night pads with rapid dry do there, we've got your back with fast absorbency and up to 10 hours of protection thing. So while your period's doing its own thing, Always lets you do your sleep thing. Shop for Always in-store or online, wherever you get your pads.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Double-digit gains yesterday in the milk markets. March milk up 38 to 1776, April up 30 to 18 even, May up 25 to 1818, June milk up 11 at 1830. Cheese markets, barrels up 4 to 159, 40-pound blocks steady at 165, 2 trade a barrel on the day, cash butter steady at 274.5, no trades, grading non-fat dry milk steady at 122.5, no trades, dry whey steady at 50.75, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs all were mostly lower as the trade continues to wait to see better support in the fundamentals before advancing the market. Also, there is that WASDE report this Thursday, and there is some positioning ahead of that. February live cattle down 82 cents to 179.72. March feeder cattle down 205 to 242.75. February hogs down $1.05 to $74.40. Chicago Board of Trade, corn relatively flat on the day. Soybeans, though, moving up mostly higher due to strength in soybean meal and soybean oil. Not a lot of new bullish fundamental news, so that weighing in a bit on the markets. Wheat, though, were the loss leader. As there's the possibility of a new agreement to help ship Ukrainian wheat. That pressured markets, along with positioning ahead of that WASDE report. March corn steady at 442.75. New crop up 1 to 477.75. March beans up 7.75 to 1196.25. New crop up 5.75 to 1176.75. March soybean meal up 430 to 361.10. March soybean oil up 60 cents to 45.33. Chicago wheat March down 9.5 to 590.25. May down 9 to 599. Minneapolis wheat March down 8.75 to 691. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 376, March 379, April 379, new crop 423. Cash beans 1106, March 1111, April 1115, new crop 1092. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 397.75, March 4.75, April 409.25, new crop 422.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 408, March 405, April 417, new crop 418. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 384, March 387, new crop 422, cash beans 1116, March 1119, new crop 1101. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 388, new crop 423, cash beans 1111, new crop 1092. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 417, April 426, May 429, new crop 427, cash beans 1147, April 1175, May 1177, new crop 1121. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn at 385, new crop 422, cash beans 1121, new crop 1101. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 148 to 176, Holstein fed cattle 122 to 156. Market cows 70 to 110. Bulls 98 to 118. Calves 140 to 740. Beef steers 167 to 290. Holstein steers 75 to 245. Sheep markets, market lambs 197 and down. Ewes 85 and down. Rams 100 and down. Goat markets, does 110 and down. Bucks 120 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made Vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 37 for a low. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy, 54 on Thursday, scattered showers, high of 53. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
You don't know right from wrong. Well, the love we have. sun with no destination in mind. I was running from trouble and the jail term the judge had in mind. And the border meant freedom, a new life, romance. That's why I thought I should go and start my life over on the seashores of old Mexico. My first night in Juarez, I lost all the money I had. One bad señorita made use of one innocent lad. But I must keep on running, it's too late to turn back. I'm wanted in Tucson, I'm told. Yeah, and things will blow over on the seashores of old Mexico. Two Mexican farmers en route to a town I can't say. Let me ride on the back of a flatbed half loaded with hay. Down through Durango, Colima, Palmyra, then in the mines in the old. I slept in the sunshine on the seashores of old Mexico. After one long siesta, I came wide awake in the night. I was startled by someone who shadowed the pale moonlight. My newfound companion, one young señorita, who offered a broken hello to the gringo she found on the seashores of old Mexico. She spoke of Sonora and swore that she'd never return. Her Mexican husband, she really had no great concern, 'cause she loved a gringo, my red hair and lingo. That's all I needed to know. Yeah, I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico. Yeah, she loved the gringo, my red hair and lingo. That's all I needed to know. Hey, I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
As the maid poured wine and we prepared to dine, I knew I was feeling out of place. At a table as large as a river barge, and I love you written all on your face. I appreciate your hospitality, but I wish that we would go. Let me drive us to McDonald's and I'll talk to you concerning something you should really know. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. I'll take a Chevrolet just any day. So give your daddy back his Mercedes Benz. And there's some common people that I hang out with. They're my good time buddies, they're my friends. And I'd rather chug a lug a mug of Budweiser beer than sip a crystal glass of wine. So won't you make your mind up to believe in me and leave this high living world behind? I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I have my say, gonna stay that way. Cause highbrow people lose their sanity. And a common man is what I'll be. Yes, I'm happy just being free. And I'm happy just being me. And I hope that you will see. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way. Cause highbrow people lose their sanity. And a common man is what I'll be. Just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I had my say, gonna stay that way.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Connolly, common man, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s. Another warm day today. Looks like we have record high temperatures expected for most of the week this week. We'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also coming up next hour, we're going to talk with TJ and Todd Paschal. They were the yield winners in the Wisconsin Soybean Association's yield contest. And I had a chance to talk with TJ and Todd last week during the Corn Soy Expo. We're going to chat with both of them here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The supply glut continues to lull the grain markets. We'll explain coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The grain markets have been in a bit of a lull recently, and it's been driven by supply. That, according to Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing.
That's what happens when you have a bigger supply year, and you've got low prices, and the money flow continues to sell rallies. We haven't seen any change in that. There's not enough weather in the southern hemisphere to capture the spirit of buyers to jump in and aggressively purchase. So you end up with a year like this where the market has to chew through supply. So end users buy only as needed. Farmers got a lot to sell. The end user knows it. So they're not going to chase the market right now.
That, though, will change, Doherty says, once the market can find a bottom.
You think about it this way. We went into a harvest and had a better yield than expected, more supply. Farmers didn't have as much sold. Therefore, the market needs to just get through inventory. All of the uncertainty lies ahead. So it wouldn't be surprising to me if we're trying to carve out a bottom. We just haven't seen the trigger point yet.
Doherty explains what this means for spring planting acres.
Right now, if you look at where the price of November beans is divided by December corn price, it's 2.5. So that would tell us we're going to switch some acres to beans. But remember, last year we switched 4 million acres out of beans. So there should be a natural progression back into beans to get farmers get more into the rotational period. But I don't think there's a battle this year for acres. If it's almost the opposite. It's who can shed acres.
The Brazilian soybean harvest and that first corn crop harvest are continuing, and that will also play a factor in the grain markets as well, as the traders will continue to watch what is coming off the fields in South America, and that could also adversely affect prices if the crop results are better than expected. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 37 for a low. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy, 54 on Thursday, scattered showers, high of 53. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone. And now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is, you're wrong, girl. That can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens, yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lines. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
Me proud, Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. 'Cause people like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk. They turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. My baby makes me smile, Lord, don't she make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Charlie Rich behind closed doors here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in upper 20s to low 30s this morning. 50s once again today. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is inviting Wisconsin meat processors to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant through Friday, March 8th. Now, there's been a one-time increase of $1.6 million for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Program. The program's aiming to grow Wisconsin's meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock industry. For more information on the program, just visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Geringhoff and Amazon. Global shipping concerns, intensifying recently with drought over the Panama Canal and rocket attacks in the Red Sea, are shaping up to impact agriculture once again, according to a new report from a group of agriculture professors. I'll be back with more details. Join us at the National Farm Machinery Show and discover a legacy of innovation spanning over 140 years with Geringhoff. At booth 4036, experience firsthand the cutting-edge technology behind their headers. Be captivated by the TrueFlex Razor, unrivaled in flexibility, and witness the groundbreaking Adaptive Flex technology in the world's most flexible corn head. Geringhoff, head of the class, no matter the crop. See you at booth 4036 to unfold the possibilities.
Amazon Ag Equipment is the top of the line for top growers and producers. Engineered in Germany, high precision, high performance, now in the U.S. and Canada. Amazon fertilizer spreaders precisely spread urea up to 120 feet. And Amazon tillage tools handle fall or spring all in one pass. Amazon, the name that others follow. Top growers, visit us at the National Farm Machinery Show, AGCO booth number 7801, or check out Amazon.net.
Recent crises at the Panama Canal and in the Red Sea have posed significant challenges to global trade, especially for U.S. farmers and exporters of key commodities like corn and soybeans. That's according to a new paper from professors at North Dakota State University and the University of Connecticut called Ripple Effects of Shipping Lane Disruptions on U.S. Agriculture, which details several of the impacts being felt by the ag industry. The study shows that the Panama Canal, facing its worst drought in history, has had to slash the number of daily transits by 30% since last summer. According to the study, nearly 3% of global trade uses the canal to move between the Atlantic and Pacific. But for North American trade, it's much more important, with nearly 40% of U.S. trade using the canal, including 26% of soybean exports and 17% of corn exports. The waiting lines to pass through the canal have swelled from 5 days to 3 weeks, and shipping is being rerouted to West Coast ports to avoid passage through the waterway. The bigger issue, globally, is likely to be the extreme slowdown of shipping through the Red Sea, as Houthi rebels have continued to fire rockets at commercial shipping vessels. While the Panama Canal allows for faster shipping between the Atlantic and Pacific, the Suez Canal allows for faster shipping between Europe and Asia, but all the ships must pass through the very narrow Red Sea. With the Red Sea and the Suez Canal effectively uninsurable, vessels must now leave Europe, travel all the way around Africa before sailing back north toward India and Asia, a trip that adds 40% more time and much higher costs. The study reports that the cost to ship a standard 20-foot container have surged from roughly $700 in November of last year to $1,900 today. I'll be back with more after this.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Shipping issues have been a constant for the last 4 years, and that looks set to continue, with ag industry professors emphasizing the need for adaptable trade practices and innovative logistics to minimize those disruptions. The resilience of agriculture supply lines is likely to be stressed for at least another year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Amazon and Geringhoff. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The new year is the perfect time to make some positive changes for your body and your health. If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he goes. Oh, well, it's balls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's a white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call, but his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white and the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane, and he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show for all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white and the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's a bronc and the blood, it's a steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow.
Pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me. 'Cause I'm riding with my baby. It's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel flying away. And the sun is shining, and this road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I got the one I love beside me, my troubles behind me. I'm alive and I'm free. Who wouldn't want to be me?
across her pretty knees. She's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me.
WRDN.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and God made Oklahoma, and I'm sure missing you. I'm sure missing.
They could be like you. Santa Monica Freeway sometimes makes a country girl blue. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure missing you.
I work 10 hours on a John Deere truck.
I'm sure missing you.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has announced a total of $1.5 million has been awarded to 9 organizations for the Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program Community Partnership Grant. The grants were awarded through a competitive review process and range from $30,000 to $300,000. This one-time funding provided by USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service is designed to support the purchase of Wisconsin-grown, raised, or minimally processed foods and distributed at no cost to underserved communities across the state. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is inviting Wisconsin meat processors to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant through Friday, March 8th. Now, eligible applicants must operate or intend to operate a Department of Agriculture or USDA-licensed meat processing establishment in Wisconsin and be engaged in livestock harvesting or processing. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production. Funding from these grants can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project. Grants of up to $50,000 will be awarded for project proposals lasting up to 2 years in duration to help expand capacity or increase throughput. Processors are required to provide a match of 100% of the grant amount. Recipients will be chosen through a competitive selection process. For more information, just contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. On January 31st, more than 275 farmers and agriculturalists gathered at the Monona Terrace in Madison for Ag Day at the Capitol. Now, attendees started the day with a welcome from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau President Brad Olson, along with a video message from Governor Evers and comments from Department of Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski. Secretary Romanski encouraged farmers in attendance to stay connected with their legislators on both the state and federal level. Following the secretary's speech and the afternoon session, the farmers did meet with Wisconsin legislators. Bill Northey, a longtime agriculture industry figure and former USDA official in the Trump administration, has died. The 64-year-old was serving as the CEO of the Agribusiness Association of Iowa. Northey grew up on an Iowa family farm. He served as president of the National Corn Growers Association, 3 terms as the Iowa Agriculture Secretary, and as USDA Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary during the Trump administration. Senator Chuck Grassley, an Iowa Republican, commented, "Today, the Iowa farm community lost a giant. Bill Northey was a dear friend and fierce advocate for the family farmer," he said. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds added, "Bill understood well our responsibility to be good stewards of the land and exemplified that calling throughout his career." Reynolds ordered all flags in Iowa to be lowered to half staff immediately and remain at half staff until sunset on the day of Northey's funeral and interment. A Dairy Checkoff partnership is putting hot chocolate milk into the hands of students during a pilot with a leading school food service company. National Dairy Council and Chartwell's K-12, which serves more than 2 million meals daily at 700 U.S. school districts, have launched the Hot Chocolate Milk program in 58 schools. The pilot, which will run through the end of the school year, features chocolate milk with toppings such as cinnamon and peppermint served hot during breakfast and lunch. Lisa Hatch, Vice President of Business Development for NDC School Channel, said the smoothie program's success led to "What's the Next Big Thing?" discussion between the partners. They focused on hot chocolate, a global market valued at $3.8 billion in 2022 and expected to grow to $5.77 billion by 2030. Schools participating in the pilot program received a hot chocolate milk kit. The kit includes a transport cart with branded panels, an insulated beverage dispenser, digital thermometer, and more. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 37 for a low. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy, 54 on Thursday, scattered showers, high of 53. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing alright, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing alright. I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight. So I guess I'm doing alright. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing alright. I said I miss them, but I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright.
Stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a statue